B-Pod Studios.
Right now, we're going to talk to Sam Carcini of Inquirer.com, covers the Flyers. Bottom line, Sam, joining us right now on the Comcast Business Hotline, Beyond Fast. The NHL, regardless, there's still a lot of questions, but they took a major step forward yesterday.
Yeah, Mark, no question about it. I think most people are excited about it, but we still have a lot of details that have to be ironed out, including when they can start these small group practices, when they're going to start the training camps, and when the season's going to start. Gary Bettman in the press conference yesterday said, you know, he sees probably late July, early August, but he said anybody that can give you a date is just guessing. And as you know, there are a lot of factors, and the virus is going to control, you know, when things start. But it is a step in the right direction, and hopefully it comes to fruition.
Just a little bit of the wind was, or the air was let out of the balloon yesterday when I heard Commissioner Bettman say pretty much what you just alluded to, which was the medical advisors and the civil advisors will dictate when the dates actually come to fruition. And I know that's the reality of the situation, but I was hoping for something firm. So aside from what we can't control, which is the virus, right? If this does come to fruition, where it's the first week in June, you see individualized workouts. If it's then the second week or early weeks of July that you actually see formal training camp, what other circumstances have to be worked out amongst the players?
Yeah, well, the testing is the big thing. And the other thing, which he didn't talk about, players don't want to be away from their families for 2 or 3 months. That's got to be worked out. Seedings have to be worked out. They're not sure if they're going to reseed the teams after the play-in rounds. So that's one thing. They're still not sure, if the first series after the play-in round will be a best of five or best of seven. And I'm a little surprised some of those things weren't resolved already, because some of those things seem like they could have been resolved. But, they're just a handful of things right now, and I think they'll get them done. One thing they did announce is the draft, because about a month ago, if you recall, they had said the draft will be in early June. That's the way they were leaning. Now the draft has been postponed again, and it's not going to be till after the season. They also have to resolve free agency and what they're going to do with that. July 1st is free agency, as you know, and they haven't come up with a firm date. It's tough to come up with a firm date for when free agency starts, because you don't know when the season is going to end. And the one thing that was really mind-blowing is that Bettman said this season could go on until October, and that next season may not start till January. And he also said next year will be an 82-game season. So, you know, it seems crazy. I mean, that means next year probably won't end till August, if that's the case. So, you know, this is going to affect two seasons. And, part of me is thrilled they're coming back, and part of me says, you know what, let's just let it affect one season. Maybe it's better off to cancel it now and not have 30,000 coronavirus tests, and let's wait till things go back to normal, because you know, this is not going to be a normal playoff, as you know. I mean, he said that he expects 30,000 coronavirus tests for the players and staff. And, so there's a lot of work that has to be done. And as I said, it's not only going to affect this season. It's going to drastically affect next season.
So, Sam, let's go with the thought that there will be some kind of play this year, playoffs, whatever it may be. This Flyers team, it wasn't lightning. I don't want to phrase this season as lightning in a bottle. They had something special going. Was it more specialness that was going on, or is it more that this is a really good team?
I think it's a little bit of both. I think it's a very good team, and I think it has a great coaching staff. I think Elaine Vigneault and his assistants have done a tremendous job. They've added discipline to this team, and this team is very focused, and with Vigneault, you know where you stand, and that hasn't always been the case with previous coaches. And he doesn't back down. He holds you accountable, whether you're J. Jake Voracek making $8-plus million or whether you're a rookie like Joel Farabee, you know where you stand. And, you know, that wasn't always the case with Dave Haxtell. And, you know, you combine that with the development of some of the young players and the addition of Kevin Hayes and Matt Niskanen and Justin Braun and the maturing of Carter Hart has become, you know, probably one of the top 10 goalies in the league and ascending very quickly. And, you know, you have a team that's a legitimate Stanley Cup contender. They're certainly not the favorite, but, you know, it wouldn't be shocking if they got far in the playoffs and they have a shot like a lot of teams do to win this whole thing. So, by the way, it's nice to talk about hockey.
Yeah, right.
Absolutely.
Exactly. So, Sam.
Real hockey, so go ahead.
Yeah, with everything that you just described about this team, does a layoff like this hurt it, help it, or no difference?
Yeah, I mean, that remains to be seen. But to me, I think there's enough veterans on this team, and I think there's so much confidence in what they did, especially in the latter stages of the season. They won 9 of the last 10, and you know, they were climbing up the standings. And, you know, I think, you know, we'd be naive to think there won't be rust. There will be rust. But every team will have rust. But I think that, you know, in the back of their mind, that they know what they've accomplished so far. I mean, it's far from over, but they know what they have here. I think they will regain it. You know, I don't think you snap your fingers and momentum is back. But I think, you know, it may take a couple weeks. And the nice thing is they'll have play-in games to get some of that rust off. But yeah, I think that momentum will come back. And like I said, there's a lot of veterans on this team too. And you know, they'll keep the focus and they'll keep the young guys in line. And I think it should be an interesting playoff run.
Speaking with Sam Carcitti of Inquirer.com, as far as health goes with some of these players, and I know Nolan Patrick might be a little far-fetched, but what about the health of some of these guys that the layoff would definitely benefit in order for them to get back on the ice?
Yeah, it's a good point, Mark. And the nice thing is that James Van Riemsdyk, who was out when the season was paused, he's back. And we talked to him in a conference call the other day, and he's almost at 100% now from a broken finger. Phil Myers, a rookie defenseman who's really contributed this year and had a solid rookie year, he was going to be out for a few weeks, and he's back now, and he says he's at 100%. Nolan Patrick, I'd be surprised if he came back to, this year, just because I don't think they want to take a risk. But, you know, they have not said that. They haven't ruled that out. That's just my conjecture. Plus, right now, the lineup, the way it was situated, is playing so well. You know, where do you put him right now?
Mm-hmm.
So, that's enough, which is a nice problem to have.
Yeah, right.
But I just, you know, think with Patrick, they'll wait for a clean slate, have him come back next year. I could be wrong on that, but that's just the way I see it. And if people don't know, he's had migraine disorder and has missed the entire season. And, you know, the last time we talked to Chuck Fletcher, he was making progress, but was not ready for contact. This is probably a little over a month ago. And he said that if the players had come back now, he still wasn't ready for contact. So, you know, there's still some red flags there, but my guess is that they don't bring them back until next season, but we'll see how it plays out.
All right, Sam, a couple of things I want to touch on with you real quick. One, I think, is not only going to blow your mind, I just blew my mind when it popped in my head when you said the month of January. But real quick, what percentage would you say, if you had to put a percentage on it, are you impressed with or in favor of the NHL's plan to resume play?
What percentage? I'd say probably about 75%.
Okay, that's pretty high.
Yeah, 70-75%, I think. Well, the thing is, and I would also say I put an eye on it, too, for incomplete, because we still don't know some of these things.
Right.
But I'm a little disappointed they didn't announce when they're going to have the small group practices. You know, a date. They're still vague about a lot of things, and some of the things you wonder why they're being so vague. And the training camp as well. I thought they would have announced that. And one thing that was interesting too, and they keep going back and forth on this. They had mentioned a month ago that the training camps would have to be at least 3 weeks, and Bettman seemed to hedge on that. He says, we may find out when the players come back. He said this yesterday, we may find out that players, are ready to play quicker than we thought. Mm-hmm. And he kind of danced around it, and he implied that they could only need 2 weeks. So that could affect the start of the season, too. One thing I'm not happy with is that, it's going to take so long. And I realize there are some circumstances beyond their control. But I thought they'd be able to start up just a little bit sooner. And, having the season drag out into October, makes your head shake.
It's weird. But here's the saving grace, and I think this would be a great idea. What if the NHL kicked off the 2021 season with the Stadium Series? What if that's how they kicked it off in January?
Mm.
Yeah, they could do that, but I don't see 82 games next year. That's just, to me, the season is too long to begin with. And Bob, of course, you covered the NBA. You probably feel the same way.
Yeah.
I mean, 70 games would be perfect. So, it just, part of it seems like a money grab. I mean, if you're going to start next year in January, don't force 82 games, on people. 70 is fine. And, go from there. And, one thing I don't like, guys, is that, with the current plan, and as I'm speaking here, maybe I'm going to reduce that 75% to 65%. One thing I don't like is that I think there's too many teams in it. And, I would have had 8 teams in. You just play quarterfinals, semifinals, and Stanley Cup finals, and that's it.
Right.
4 in each conference. These play-in games, Montreal does not deserve to have a play-in game. They were on pace for 82 points, 1 point per game. It's a joke that they, even have a chance to play for the Stanley Cup. And, and a guy like Carey Price can be the great equalizer in a short series. And, some of these teams that made it just do not deserve to even be in the play-in game. So I think the field is too big. And, I see where they're coming from. Part of me does anyway, where they want to give these teams a chance to qualify. The season was cut short, obviously. But, these are extenuating circumstances this year. I think in the long run, teams and fans of those teams would have understood if you had to cut the season short and just have a shortened playoff. And you still keep the integrity because you still have a Stanley Cup champion. But the other thing is, the longer the season goes and the more teams you have, the higher the chances are that somebody's going to contract the coronavirus.
Right.
If that happens, all bets are off because, I know they're saying that they can still continue if one or two players on a team contract it. But worst case scenario, what happens if like 7 or 8 from a team contract the virus? And that did happen with the Spanish flu, a little over 100 years ago and in the Stanley Cup finals. And they had to cancel the finals. So,
Sid, we had you at 75%. Now we're down to like 10%.
Yeah. I'm down to 55 now.
Sam, good talking to you, buddy. We're up against it. But we do appreciate you coming on. And we look forward to talking about Flyers hockey, hopefully within the next month or so.
All right, guys. Good talking to you.
Thanks, Sam.
Appreciate it, man.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.